Sometimes people go to the Hakim Sahib, you know. So the Hakim Sahib gives dawa. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, the Hakim Sahib from Hackport, is Rahmatullah Ali now. He's late, Allah Ta'ala fully is covered with noor. But he was a very, very good Hakim, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fazl. So many people used to go to Hakim Sahib, and then after that, they used to say, hey, you know, no, not working, you know. They don't say what's not working. But the impression they give is, you know, Hakim Sahib's dawas are not working. It wasn't the Hakim Sahib's dawas not working. They were not working. They couldn't do the dawa. Because Hazrat Hakim Sahib's dawas, he used to say, right, 15 minutes before eating you must have this. While you're eating you must eat that. 15 minutes after eating you must have this. So people who used to do Hazrat Hakim Sahib's dawa properly, wherever they used to move around, they used to have one basket of flasks. All the different dawas in the flasks. So people who did the dawa properly, they got faida and benefit. But people who didn't do the dawa properly, then they say it's not working. It's not that dawa is not working. The problem is with us. We're not doing the dawa properly. So like that, our prescriptions also that we get from our mashayikh, we have to follow through with those prescriptions properly. If you follow through with those prescriptions properly, then inshallah ta'ala, there will be faida, there will be benefit. But if we don't follow through, then we find ourselves slipping again. We start slipping up again. And sometime, the prescriptions seem very hard also. Seems hard. But if a person makes amal, then he finds things coming right. Things are coming right. So, Islah is with regards to our batin, with regards to ourself. We sometimes become bayad, then we want to sort everybody else's problem out. No. Islah is inside me. What is my problem? I need to put myself right. Because I am going to be answerable on the day of Qiyamah for my amal, my actions. So where I am falling short, I need to sort myself out. Right? And why I am mentioning this also is that, see, brothers, elders, we are going through very barik zamana. Right? I mean, there's no secret. And today with this WhatsApps and electronic media, and everybody comes to know everything. Sometimes certain information is supposed to be for certain group of people, it becomes widespread. Everybody receives all informations. Right? So what happens is, sometime amongst the ulama, there's something happening, or amongst the tablighi jamaat, there's something happening, or in a certain khanka, there's something happening, or whatever. We, after that, want to become judge, jury, and executioner. Now, for example, that conference thing happened, whatever, right? Now, maybe me in my own home, right, things are not right. In my own home, I'm watching movies, right? In my own home, I'm going and hiring comedies to laugh, right? Then in my own home is a mixed gathering, right? So I'm guilty of all the things what the ulama are pointing out, what happened in that conference thing, right? But I'm guilty of all those very same things. But on a micro level, but I'm guilty of it. Right? But now, on the Eid table and on the Walima table where it's supposed to be Dastarkhan with this table, right? Everywhere, now I'm talking like an authority on the subject, like, you know. How can they do things like this? And Morana is there, and how? And that Morana is like this, and this Morana is like that. No, boy, I mean, the Scourer is calling the teapot black, man. You know what I mean? We got the same khamia, right? Now that particular alim who may have spoken, he is duty bound, right? He's duty bound by Shariat. He's got a duty that, you know what, something has happened that is wrong. If I don't speak and I don't give direction on a day of Qiyamah, pooch hoga, right? See, the other day I went to perform Jummah somewhere, right? Some other venue somewhere. So the Jummah Salah is quite early there. So like, the time that khutbah and namaz is taking place by this venue is like 15-20 minutes before any other venue. Right? So what I notice is many businessmen were coming there for Jummah. Right? A lot of businessmen. And I'm not talking about working class. People who own businesses. So they can call their own time, right? They set. They own the business, right? So I see a lot of, you know, business people came there. But the sad part was, I mean, everybody wants a longer toll and rice session. So no problem with that. You say, Jummah will finish early, I can have lunch, haram, whatever. They're eating their Jummah, there's no problem. Alhamdulillah, right? But what the sad part was, maybe 50 to 60% of them, they missed the khutbah. They came in while khutbah was on, maybe one khutbah finished, second khutbah already started. Some of them missed both khutbahs. So now I'm seeing this thing, right? Now inside me, I'm thinking, you know what? These bichara people, they are depriving themselves of Jummah. Right? Because now they're missing the khutbahs, right? And there's no need for them to do this to themselves, because if they were late, all they needed to do was drive 1 kilometer either way, and they'll get another venue where they'll be early. Here they're late. But if they drive just 0.5 kilometer, 1 kilometer radius, they'll find another venue where they actually find that they are early. And they'll get the 2 khutbahs properly, everything. Right? Now, inside now, it's this thing that, you know what now, how can you not tell these people? But at the same time, this is not my platform. This is not now, I don't cause problems here now. Right? So what I did was, after we came out from there, so I phoned somebody who is a senior person there and said, look, boy, this is what I observed. So these are your musallis, they are coming there by you. You please enlighten them. So now you feel a little bit, you have fulfilled your duty. After that, what gets done? Between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether those people listen, whether they don't listen, whether the message is given, whether it's not given, inshallah it will be given, because the person I phone is a responsible person, he's an anim, right? So what my point is, that sometimes ulama need to speak certain things, and when they are speaking, they find it very hard to speak also. Right? They're not relishing what they're saying. But they got to speak because deen needs to be preserved, needs to be kept in its pristine form. But then, that doesn't mean that that must become a discussion for the peanut gallery. That now we all just start pointing fingers at everybody and calling people names, and this one is like that and that one is like this and what. By some time, the ribat that we are making and the false accusations we are making is worse than the thing that happened. Now we go away on the chat groups. Today everybody is left out. Everybody got their platform, their chat groups. Now so many minutes go reading this one's comment, knocking that one's comment. My Hazrat said like this, and your Hazrat said like that. No, this Morana is corrupted, and this fellow is like this, and that one is like that. No, you can't do that. Right? An alim, he may be doing 100 works. Right? You're not there to see the 100 work that he did. Out of that 100 work, maybe 5, he went and did a wrong thing. You didn't see the other 95. You are condemning him to Jahannam on that 5. Allah Pak may be having mercy on him due to the other 95. So the 5 that he did wrong, the ulama, the people in authority, they will have to mention it. They will have to mention it, especially if it was done openly and everybody came to know about it. Now they would have to highlight it. But the highlighting is for us to take ibrat, for us to take a lesson that, look, I mustn't go and do this. Right? This thing is not right, and it's to save the ummah. If all the ulama are going to keep quiet, how is the ummah going to know what is right and what is wrong? Right? So now if that wrong thing happens again, then more people will get caught up in that wrong. So the ulama will need to speak and guide the people. No, you know what? That is the wrong thing. Don't do this. But then that mustn't become juicy gossip. Mustn't become juicy gossip. Now everybody is just talking and saying things about people. And those people, maybe they realize their error also. They finish make tawbah and istighfar. And we still making their ribat. So in this zamana, we must be very careful. Concentrate on our reformation. Concentrate on our Islam. Right? If we're not sure about something, we're not sure about certain program, we're not sure, find out. You get your direction, follow your direction and carry on. The other day I was speaking to the students also. I told them the same thing. That see, in today's time, you must have a mufti of your choice, whom you get your fatawa from. And if you have a sheikh, nurun ala nur. But if you haven't got a sheikh, at least have an alim, some senior person, senior mu'tabar person, whom you can take your advice from. If you don't have these two things in your life, then you're going to live a very, very confused and frustrated life. But then you're going to say, oh, but that one is saying you can do this. This one is saying you can't do that. That one is saying you can do this. So what are you going to do now in between? Either you be like a grasshopper or a chameleon. Either you just be like a chameleon. When you're there, you're like that. When you're here, you're like this. When you're there, you're like that. Or you're like a grasshopper. You just jump around. Right? One of the two. But if you want to be like a mu'min, then you need direction, right? So when it comes to fatawa, now for example, you want to invest, say certain company got some investment scheme, they say Sharia compliant. Now anybody can say Sharia compliant, right? So you want to put investment there. So go and get the investment portfolio and go and give it to your mufti sahab and say Hazrat Mufti sahab. Now those people can tell you, no, this mufti, that mufti, that mufti, that mufti has sanctioned this. They are on our board and they are everything. Right? But you go to your mufti. Which mufti you get your fatawa from, you go to your mufti. And find out from your mufti. That see, this is this investment scheme. This is how it works. Is it permissible for me to invest in here or not? Now if your mufti tells you it's permissible for you to invest, and you still want to invest, go and invest. If your mufti tells you it's not permissible, you can't invest. Now, khamosh. You got your answer. I must not invest. Finish. Now, you don't have to go about and saying, I don't know, yeah, scholars for dollars here, man. I don't know, these muftis here, they put their names there. They must be getting palmed. People are talking in this way. You don't know. They maybe really looked at that whole thing and to them they felt that this thing is permissible. Right? Another mufti, he is looking at it from a different angle and he feels that no, this thing is not permissible. They are working within the frame of the Shariat. Right? So this is why you have to choose a mufti. Which mufti I'm going to choose, all my fatwa I will get from him. Whenever I want to know fatwa with regards to something, I will get from him. And when it comes to my advice, my islah, my day-to-day things, what I'm going to do, I've got my sheikh, I will make mashura with him. And if you don't want to have a sheikh, you haven't got a sheikh, no problem. I must choose one mu'tabar alim, little elder person, not a very young person. Choose somebody with little bit experience, little bit elder person, and I will make mashura with him. And what he tells me to do, I will make bismillah and I will do it. Now the person won't have confusion in his or her life. You'd have a direction. This is the way I must go, I will do it. And you won't be fighting with anybody. If you got islah and ikhlas, then we won't be pointing fingers at people. We will respect people, but we will do what we need to do. Hazrat Jamal Masula Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say this. Apne maslak ko choro mat, dusre ko chiro mat, chero mat. You follow your way. What advice you got, what direction you've been given, you follow that. Don't interfere with others. What they are doing, they are following another mufti, they are following some other advice, leave, let them carry on. Right? Then you don't have to keep on now exposing people's faults. You know, in soccer, in a game of soccer, they say, I'm not saying must play soccer. I'm just saying in that game of soccer, there's a saying, you know. They say, play the ball. Don't play the man. Play the ball. Don't play the man. Right? Now sometimes this is what happens to us. We start playing the man. The maqsad is the upliftment of deen, shariat. We got no problem with individuals. We got no problems with any individuals. Right? Our thing is deen, Allah's deen. Right? I must follow Allah's deen. If I'm breaking Allah's deen in the name of deen, then it must be pointed out to me. And if it is pointed out to me, I must thank the person who pointed it out to me. Because otherwise, imagine I'm going to take my sins and the sins of all the people who followed me. How am I going to carry all this burden and go in akhirat? I got so much of my own gunas. Then I must carry everybody else's gunas. So if somebody pointed it out to me, I must thank that person, make tawbah, make istighfar and put the thing right. So the thing is, the deen must be preserved, uplifted, shariat must be preserved. Not people. You don't tackle people. Now for example, you just isolate certain individuals. Now we must keep looking for their faults. Anytime they slip up now. No, that is incorrect. Allah Pak then knows our intention. That is totally incorrect. It must be shariat, deen. That is what is being preserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. There are some brothers who wish to take bayat. So you can, if you are still here and you still want to take bayat after all this talks. You see, this Monisab is very, very strict now. You see, you can't eat in the restaurant. You can't use e-bucks. You can hunt buck, is okay. No e-bucks. And what else? No talking to sister-in-laws. Ginger beer. So if you still want to take a chance, you still got guts, you can come. Otherwise, if you say, no, man, this is a bit too heavy now. This morning is being a little bit too much. So then you just carry on sitting comfortably where you are. I carry on sitting comfortably where I am. Those people who wanted to take bayat, if you still want to take bayat, then you come away in the front. There was one... What is that? wanted to take bath. Come here. I don't have to explain this whole bayat thing now again, because you people are here, you have heard this thing good few times, so you don't have to explain it. So we will read the khutbah and thereafter the bayat itself. Those of you that are bayat, if you wish to renew your bayat, then by all means you can renew it. And those that are not intending to take bayat, so you can also repeat the words, because it's a general tawbah, a general pledge that we are pledging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the part when we say that we are becoming bayat, or we are entering the silsila and we are becoming bayat and all, so there you just remain silent, remain quiet, and only those that are bayat and those that are taking bayat, they can repeat those words, inshallah. In the morning at 20 past 4, inshallah, we'll have program. 20 past 5 is Fajr Azan. So 20 past 4 we'll have zikr program in the morning. Now after this bayat, we will engage in dua. And thereafter, they have some tea, some refreshments there for you. And thereafter you have got infiradi time, your individual time, to be spent either in sleeping or ibadat. One of the two. You're tired, you want to sleep, have a sleep. Or if you wish to make ibadat, then make some ibadat, some tahajjud, some dua, etc., tilawat. And in the morning, 20 past 4, we'll have program from 20 past 4 to 20 past 5. After Fajr Sana, we'll have our Yasin Sharif and morning duas. And thereafter, you can partake of your breakfast, inshallah. Those of you that are in the back, just put your hands on these people's backs. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ufiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقد قال الله تعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما هو الله
We have believed in you, in your angels,
in your books,
and in the Quran Sharif
as your Kalam.
O Allah,
we have believed
in all your messengers
and
in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam
as your last and final messenger.
O Allah,
we believe
in life after death,
in the day of judgment,
and in taqdeer.
O Allah,
we pledge
that we will perform
our five times salah daily
for men with jamaat
as far as possible.
We will fast in Ramadan.
We will give our zakat if due.
We will go for Hajj if fard.
O Allah,
we will stay far away
from adultery,
fornication,
stealing,
gambling,
casting lustful glances,
and all other haram actions.
O Allah,
we make sincere
tawbah
from all our sins.
Forgive our sins.
The life that remains,
give us the tawfiq
to fulfill the rights of all.
To pay back
to whomsoever
whatever is due,
to seek forgiveness
from whomsoever
we may have harmed.
O Allah,
we are turning towards you.
We are entering
the silsila
of Qadiriyya,
Naqshbandiyya,
Chistiyya,
and Saharwardiyya.
O Allah,
we are becoming bayat
upon the hands
of your most insignificant servant, Dawood Sirat.
O Allah,
make this bayat
full of barakat for us,
that it be beneficial for us
in this world
and in the akhirah.
O Allah,
accept this bayat of ours.
Become pleased with us.
Make us all your maqbool servants.
Distance us from nafs and shaitan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Ghafur Rahim, Ya Rauf Rahim, Ya Arham Rahimin, Ya Rahim Al-Masakin, Ya Ghafar Al-Zunub, Ya Sattar Al-Uyub, Ya Zal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Wal-Izzati Lati La Turam. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك والله forgive each and every sin that we have committed, O Allah, from the time we became of age right up till this very day, O Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, the sins that we committed in the brightness of day or in the darkness of night, sins that we committed openly or discreetly, Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, those sins that we are committing repeatedly, despite knowing what we're doing is wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know our halat, you know our condition. Ya Allah, we can fool the world, we can't fool you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we can deceive everyone, we cannot deceive you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are your weak bandas. We are confessing our sins in your court. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are confessing each and every sin. We are guilty on each count, O Allah. Majuha Ghafurur Rahim, Ghaffarul Dhunub. Something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners, O Allah. We sinful ones are turning to you. We have our begging bowls raised before you. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, let this be the turning point in our lives. Ya Allah, we are like that dry leaf on the ground. A little bit of a breeze comes and it picks up, it flutters. As soon as the breeze stops, it falls down again. That is our halat, O Allah. We take a few steps in the right direction. And the slightest of temptation and we get derailed, O Allah. Ya Allah, our life is moving on. We are getting closer and closer to our covers, O Allah. How long are we going to remain like this, O Allah? We can't carry on like this, O Allah. Ya Allah, you change us, O Allah. You give us hidayat, O Allah. Let this be the turning point in our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give so many people hidayat, O Allah. People that were going to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you gave them hidayat. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Today we take their names with respect, with honor, O Allah. We defend their honor, O Allah. Hey Allah, what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat? Our hearts are in your control, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat. Put us on sirati mustaqim. Give us tawfiq to lead our lives within the parameters of shariat. To follow the sunnah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses. Ya Allah, forgive our children. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, our friends, those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin. Ya Allah, marhumin have left a sabak for us. They have left a lesson for us. Just as they have gone, we too will go. The angel of death knows no restrictions. There's no age restriction, no time restriction, no condition restriction, no place restriction. Ya Allah, give us the realization, give us the understanding that we too can depart from this dunya at any time, O Allah. How can we ever be in a condition that is displeasing to you, O Allah? Ya Allah, you forgive the entire ummah. Bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, Make us all from amongst your beloved servants. Bless us all with the taj of vilayat. Make us from amongst the awliyai siddiqeen. Give us tawfiq to make our mukammal islah. Give us tawfiq to make tazkiya of our nafs. To cleanse our hearts, O Allah. Fill our hearts with your noor. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with your love. Bless us with deep hearted love for our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the tawfiq of Allah to lead our lives in a manner that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, what life is gone, we cannot bring back a single moment. Ya Allah, but from this moment onwards, let us live a life that is pleasing to you. Let us live a life in your obedience, O Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many that are proceeding for Hajj. Ya Allah, bless them with Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. Make their journeys asan. Ya Allah, grant them barakat. Ya Allah, whatever du'as they make, Ya Allah, let them remember us in their du'as. Ya Allah, let them remember us when they are at the Roza Mubarak of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let them be true delegates of the Ummah of Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect the Muslim lands, grant the Mujahideen your Nusrat. Ya Allah, in Aleppo, Ya Allah, as our Muslim brothers and sisters are making their way back to their homes, their bulldozed homes, bombed up homes. Ya Allah, the Christian missionaries are waiting for them, inviting them to Christianity. Ya Allah, you keep them with sabit qadmi upon iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, we the ummah, we are sleeping, O Allah. We are sleeping, O Allah. The missionaries are working and we are sleeping, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy on those that are in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries. Come to the aid and the assistance of mankind around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, assist the Mujahideen. Grant the enemy forces hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them, and if they have become obstinate, and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, then, O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamila, daima. Ya Allah, you know the jais hajat within the hearts of each and every person. Fulfill each and every person's jais hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that each one may be facing. Assist and help each and every one of us in our problems and difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away, we have to depart from this dunya. When the time of our departure comes, let not the angel of death find us in any type of sin, O Allah. Let not the angel of death find us in front of a TV screen, or listening to music, or popping drugs in our mouth, or in the arms of an innocent beloved. Hey Allah, what a moat that would be, what an embarrassment it would be. Ya Allah, at the time of our maut, let it be on the battlefield, giving our life with ikhlas for your deen. Or let it be in Medina Munawwara, at the Roza Mubarak of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if that is not in our muqaddar, let it be while we are making khidmat of deen in whichever form, of Allah. Ya Allah, if that too is not in our muqaddar, but take us away at a time when you are most pleased with us. In an action that is pleasing to you, in a state of strong iman, O Allah. Kalima wala maut nasib farma, iman wala maut nasib farma. Let our kubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat. On the day of Hashar, let us be resurrected with our iman. Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink from Hawz al-Kawthar. Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us. Let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Let us receive our nama ya amal with our right hand. Let us cross pul sirat with the speed of lightning. Grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning. Ya Allah, above all, grant us your ru'yatu Allah. Grant us your ru'yatu Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our humble little dua. Whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, wa beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as for the ummah. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire ummah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Doesn't have the card. If you need a card, anybody else? Some tea now,
and retire to bed or make some ibadat. And try when you are going to sleep also. Be conscious of all the sunnats. We'll try and sleep on our right side, facing the Qibla. Sleep in a condition of wudu. Use a miswak before sleeping. All the masnoon du'as. And try and make some muraqabah maut. Think of death. And also take muhasabah. Some account of our day, how it was spent, where I may have went wrong, what I can improve on. Short, it doesn't have to be too long. It's not like a SARS audit. It's like the old days, take a Z reading of the till, like that. Just a Z reading. Just take a Z reading. SARS audit, don't do it. Then you might oversleep for Fajr time. So long audit. So think of death, make some muhasava, and get some rest. And especially those that are going to be traveling tomorrow, long distances. So make sure you have some rest also. And then try and wake up, get some tahajjud. And then at 4:20, inshallah, we'll have program, zikr program, some kanam, and some dua, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته